Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, my single ladies out there, and thank you for joining me for Dating Talk. I am Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. So since I know every week I probably get some new listeners who have never heard of me, I go through a brief bio about myself. I have been working with singles since 2006. I help them improve their love lives, working out any issues that might be hindering them from finding the one or from being successful in a relationship. Also, if you're in a relationship and you want to make sure that it leads to marriage, then I can help you with that as well. I also am a matchmaker, providing introductions if you are a fit for one of my male clients. I have a degree from in communications from Howard University in Washington, D.C., and I have 3 different coaching certifications, including a relationship coaching certification. And I am now offering my own matchmaking and dating coaching certification to those who are interested in doing what I do. So if that is you, I'm going to be having a seminar, an introduction to matchmaking and dating coaching for those who think that you might want to get into the dating industry. You might want to become a dating coach or relationship expert or become a matchmaker. So check out my website at KikiStrickland.com if you would like to attend this workshop. It will be at the end of this month, March. And then the certification will be in April. So contact me if you want more information or check out my website at KikiStrickland.com. Don't forget to also check out Ebony Magazine. I was in one of their articles on finding love and using a matchmaker. It was October issue, and I just recently noticed that they still have it up at Ebony.com as well. So if you go to their love section, or I don't know if it's love and sex or love and relationships, if you click on dating, then you'll find the article that I'm in. And of course, shout out to all of my meetup groups and my Married in 2 Years or Less program clients and my Meeting Mr. Right group. Thank you for joining me, ladies, and I'll be seeing you very soon. All right, so this month, we are talking about dating dilemmas. As a matchmaker and dating coach, I hear so many of your stories and your experiences. And of course, I myself have had experiences and things happen when I was single, which was not too long ago. For those of you that don't know, I just got married in 2013. So I am still a newlywed, still navigating through this thing called marriage. So I remember very well singlehood. And today we're going to be talking about mama's boys. The rest of the month, each Saturday, I'm going to be talking about a different dating dilemma, different things that you guys have brought up to me. Next week we'll talk about the bad boys, which I know are a huge issue for most of you. Most women like the bad boy. We'll talk about why, and we'll talk about what you could do about that. The following Saturday, we're going to be talking about office or workplace issues, including should you date somebody at your workplace, or what if you have somebody who's kind of sexually harassing you at the workplace. We'll talk about that. And then finally, the last Saturday of the month, we will talk about taboos and forbidden things in dating. And that will be things like, you know, can you date your friend's ex-boyfriend? And what if you're interested in somebody who's in your family, but you're not related by blood? Maybe you're related by marriage. Does that mean it's off the table? And join us for those shows later in the month. But today is Mama's Voice. Most women that I know have dated at least one. And let me give you the definition, because sometimes you don't know if he was a mama's boy. There's probably different levels of attachment that a man can have to his mother. And just because certain things are happening doesn't necessarily mean he's a mama's boy. And I'm going to clarify what I mean when I say mama's boy. And I even looked it up in Wikipedia, and here's what Wikipedia had to say about the term mama's boy. Wikipedia says, mama's boy is a term for a man who is excessively attached to his mother at the age of adolescence, and I guess that would also mean or older, when men are expected to be independent. For example, they should be living on their own, be economically independent, married or about to be married. So that kind of that age where people are thinking you should be a little bit more independent than you are. Wikipedia goes on to say being mother bonded is sometimes seen as a sign of weakness and has a social stigma attached to it in many places. Although in other places, it may be more acceptable and perceived as normal. And I'm assuming they mean other countries, not here in the U.S. A mother-bonded man is seen to give control of his own life to his mother. And then they also added, towards the end, a mother's boy cannot maintain a healthy partnership with a woman. So we're going to talk about this because sometimes you might think a man is a mama's boy, but if he can maintain healthy relationships with women, dating or even a marriage, then maybe he's not a mama's boy. One of the main issues is that it's going to hinder your relationship with him. So if a man is just attached or very close to his mother, but things are still going fine with the two of you, then maybe there's no problem. And maybe he's not even a mama's boy in this sense. So I'm going to talk about the issues and the problems that can come if he is a mama's boy. But also, I wanted to point out the good traits, because out of all the different types of men there are out there, I think the mama's boy actually is one of the better ones, somebody that you should date and see if it can work out. Because usually they're very dependable, they're respectful to women, they're nice, good guys. They really care about you. They're attentive. They're usually not the player or the playboy type at all. And usually because their mom has trained them so well, they know how to treat a lady. They know how to make her feel special and feel loved and appreciated even. And in general, those type of men will make a stable and considerate husband. So I'm not saying that it's all bad. Women are usually looking for a man that has a good relationship with his mother. You do want a man that has a relationship with his mom, loves his mom, and usually men that don't have good relationships with their mother usually have issues, I'll just say, going on with other women in their lives. They might not respect them as much. They might have a different view of women in general if they hate or dislike or have no respect for their own mother. I'll just say that. And of course, that's not everybody, but in general, that does seem to be the case. So, like I said, I don't want you to assume that because you're dating somebody who is close to his mother, that he's a mama's boy. I remember that there was this one guy that I dated, and when I finally went over to his home, he had a photo of his mother in his living room. And it was a large photo. It was an 8.5 by 11 framed photograph of just his mom. And I remember when I saw it, I thought, I don't know any other gentlemen, family members, guys who are friends, or guys that I had dated, who had a large photograph of just his mom in his living room. So I'll admit, I thought it was a little strange. But even though that particular man was close to both of his parents and would actually visit them once a month because they lived in another state. And once I found out that they lived in another state, you know, I realized, okay, so it's probably not that much of a problem. He might even talk to her every day. But because she doesn't live anywhere close, like 3 hours away, then it can't be that much of a problem. So you have to take each situation and judge it separately. But let's talk about the traits of someone who actually is a mother's mama's boy. So this is what I found. I did some research, of course, and these are some of the general traits that kept popping up in different articles and in the different places that I looked about mama's boys. The first one is he lives with or very near to his mother. Now, this is different from him, from her living with him. That could be a very different situation if he's actually the homeowner and that his mom has had to move in with him for whatever reason. Maybe her husband died and she had no place to go, and now she lives with her son. That's a different situation, especially if it's temporary. But if he lives with her and it's not a temporary situation, because we all know people can fall on hard times, men lose their jobs, men get laid off, things can happen. The economy was really crazy just a little while ago. So there could be a man who lives with his mom or with his parents and is still a good guy and has things going on, and it's just a temporary situation while he gets things straightened up. I've even heard of some men who have been married before, and once they went through their divorce and their finances were so jacked up because of the divorce, they had to temporarily move back in with their parents or their brother or somebody, rent a room out until they could really get things, get their footing. So, like I said, judge each situation differently. But in general, if he lives with or like right around the corner or so close to his mom that he's like over there every day or she's over his house every day, that is usually a sign that he's a mama's boy. If he could never see himself living far away from his mother, that's usually a sign too. If she says things like, oh yeah, my mom has to be, you know, right down the street, right near me. Even when I get married, mom has to live with us or live within a couple of blocks. I can always get to her. And then that's usually another sign. Isn't equipped to handle his own day-to-day chores. Meaning she cooks for him, she washes his clothes, she cleans up his place, etc., more than he does those things for himself. So if his mom is doing his cooking more than he cooks for himself, that's a sign usually. She controls his finances or pays his bills or some of his bills. That's another trait that you would see. He compares other women to his mother. May it be your cooking or the way that you do things, he brings up the way that his mom does things. I mentioned this before. Frequently talks to or visits his mom, like every day. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a mama's boy. Could just mean they're very close, and like I said, that's not necessarily a red flag or anything that you should be worried about, but it could be a trait that he is a mama's boy. Now, some of you talk to your mom every day, and you have no problem with that, and you have no problem with a man talking to his mom every day, and that's fine. If you're okay with that, great. This says he sounds or acts differently when he's with his mom or when he's talking to his mom. You can tell there's a difference in his voice or in his mannerisms. It almost seems like he's a child again when he's around her or when he's talking to her. Now, Steve Arterburn, who is a well-known minister and I'm not sure if he's a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I used to listen to them on the radio station. Even when there was the Minerith Meyer Clinic, that was so long ago, and I forget the name of the show right now. With Henry Cloud and Steve Arterburn. But anyway, Steve said that a mama's boy will usually have a passive-aggressive personality. He says in his book, Avoiding Mr. Wrong, the clinical term for mama's boy is passive-aggressive personality, which is the same as passive-dependent. He is overly dependent on his overly controlling mother. So, check out Avoiding Mr. Wrong by Stephen Arterburn, Arterburn, if you want to learn more about that passive-aggressive or passive-dependent personality that he's talking about. Another sign is that he can't stand up to his mother. He just says yes to everything that she wants. Even if it interferes with his own life, he can't say no to his mom. And then one of the other things to look out for is that it feels like she's the other woman. It doesn't seem like he can really be emotionally invested in you because he's already so emotionally invested in her, and there's no room for another woman, especially when the two of them are together. It's like you're not even there. They have this other deep bond that nobody can seem to get in there. Even the father sometimes is left out of the mom and the son's bond. So if you see that, that's definitely a clue. So what are the issues? What are the pitfalls? If you are dating a man, or if you're in a relationship already, or even married to a man who is a mama's boy, what are some of the issues that will happen in your relationship? And this will help you determine if this is something that you can deal with or not. It could be that he shares too much with his mother. It's private information about the two of you. His mom knows all of that stuff. And sometimes you might suspect that she knows things, but she doesn't say anything outright, so you can't be sure. But other times, the mom will even drop hints or say little things that let you know that her son is confiding in her about you and the things that go on with you. And there was an example in one of the articles. I think it was, Ask Men. No, it wasn't AskMen.com. I think it was Divorce360.com. And it said that the woman who wrote the article was saying that her mother-in-law had given her a gift card to Victoria's Secret. And she thought, oh, yeah, this is a wonderful gift. I love Victoria's Secret. How sweet of her. But then the mom said something about not getting a specific thing because he doesn't like that particular thing. So then, oh, my goodness, she was devastated because then she knew that her husband had told his mom about a specific thing that she had gotten. And even though he hadn't told her he didn't like it, he told his mom. And here she is telling the daughter-in-law, don't get this because he doesn't like that. So just be aware that he might share too much with his mom. He also might need her approval to do things. I mentioned that she's still controlling his life just like when he was a little boy. Well, even as an adult and even as a married man, he might need her approval to do certain things, even go certain places. Like if you're discussing a vacation, he might have to check with her to see, oh, what do you think about this place? Yeah. She may pull his time away from you. She usually would require that the moms who have mama's boys, they require their sons to spend a lot of time with them. And it's not a normal amount of time. It's actually more than seems normal. And you are going to want to be doing things with him because he's your man or he's dating you. And she will definitely get in between that because she doesn't want him to get attached to another woman. She feels threatened, actually, when he is interested in spending time with somebody else that's not her and who's a female. Competition. It seems like it's almost a competition when you're in a relationship with a mama's boy. She's doing things for him. She's usually doing the things for him that you would be doing if you got married. And she makes sure that you know and that he knows that she can do it better than you, whether it's cooking. And this is what AskMen.com says. When a mother-in-law is in the picture too much, it can make a woman feel like she isn't doing a good job at keeping her man happy since he still has his other woman doting on him. Women like to know that they're making their men happy. They don't want to hear that they can't cook or can't do anything as well as their lover's mother. And then one of the other issues that you may see is if she doesn't like you, you're going to have a big problem. He might even end up dumping you or leaving you because she has his ear. She has his ear about everything. And one of the things that she's in his ear about is you and how you're not good enough and how he could do better and why didn't he like so-and-so instead of you and look how she does this and look how she does that. It's really an unfortunate situation. But it can be solved or handled. Dr. William July, author of Confessions of an Ex-Bachelor, How to Sift Through All the Game Players to Find Mr. Right, he explains that when you're in a situation like this, other women, meaning you and anyone else he's dated, aren't going to be as important as mama is. These guys won't stand up to mama when they love a woman that mama doesn't approve of. So you already have an issue there if she doesn't like you. Dr. July also points out that there's a lack of self-sufficiency with the man when it comes to common chores. And we talked about that, how the mama is doing his laundry, cooking most of his meal, performing an excessive amount of errands for him or organizing things for him. So she's usually always over his place doing things, even organizing his pantry, shopping for him. And Dr. July says women need to listen to their men to pick up the telltale signs that he's a mama's boy. If he mentions his mother in a way that sounds more like a child than a man, you may have a mama's boy. He says the mama's boy talks about his mother in a way that sounds, though she's right there still calling all the shots instead of just sounding respectful, because a man, of course, should respect his mother. And if you're stuck with a mama's boy, they can definitely be hard to live with, he says. They drain relationships by causing the wife or girlfriend to have to live up to the standard that mama set and that she can't meet. She has to try to be everything that the mother is, and that isn't an appropriate role for a wife or girlfriend. And then he says, meanwhile, she can be undermined by the mother at any time for anything. So that's his take on it. Now, a guy's mother is very important. And like I said earlier, men love their mamas, we hope. If he doesn't love his mama, there could be other issues. And that's a whole nother show. And I might do something on that in the future. But you want a man who does love his mother. His mom is the first woman that he ever looked up to, the first woman he ever loved and admired. The first woman that he showed his emotions to, and his mom is still there for him and is always going to be there for him and have his back. That's a good thing. So recognize that. Recognize her and treat her with respect, even if he is a mama's boy. Always be polite and courteous to his mother. Never say anything bad about her to him. You might have to have someone else you vent to, though, because you're going to need to get some things off your chest. But always in front of him, respect her and be polite and try to love her if you can. If this is going to be the guy that you're going to be with and you can already see that there are these issues, but you want to make it work, then try to just be as nice as you can to her and to let her have her time alone with him sometimes. And here's how to know if there's any hope for your relationship. He could be working on himself. He might know that he's a mama's boy, but if he values you and he values your time together, that's a good sign. if he wants you with him, even when he has to be with his mother, because like I said, she might be calling on him to do stuff all the time. She might want him to be at certain things, and he might feel like he has to do that and has to go. But if he wants you to be with him there, if he wants you to go too, that is also a good sign. And that means that he is trying to make the mental break. He is recognizing that he values you, he loves you, he wants you, and even though he still feels this connection and that he has to please his mother, he's still bringing you along too. So that is a good sign, and if that is happening, I say go with it. Another sign that it can work for you is if he is making strides to separate from her and to break her hold on him. If you do see that he's learning how to tell his mom no, and you see him becoming his own man and kind of cutting things a little bit or starting to do things on his own instead of with her, then maybe you can hang in there and make the relationship work. You can also talk with me if you have a situation going on and you want some advice on it or to find out what you should do. I'm always available. I did have one person tell me that she was dating a guy for several months, and then he just suddenly broke it off with her, and she really feels like it was his mother that made him break it off with her. Things like that happen all the time. So contact me if you want to discuss it. And then I also want to say, make sure that you are not raising a mom's boy. It's a funny thing, but I've seen women complain about a guy that they dated or even a marriage that they were in with a mama's boy, and it ended because of the mama, yet they are turning around and doing the exact same thing to their own sons. They don't give their own son any independence. They're all up in his business and in his relationships, and they still do all this stuff for him. They would even work his job if they could, but they are still cooking for him, they're still cleaning for him, they're still making him into a mama's boy. So please, ladies, do not set up your own son to be a mama's boy, someone that a woman will not be able to date. Your job is to train him up in the way that he should go, not to make him depend on you all his life. Let him find his wings. Let him become more independent. He should be. If he's in his late teen years, he should know how to cook and how to clean, how to wash his clothes. Especially if he's about to go away to college, he's going to have to start doing those things on his own. Don't cripple him and don't make him no good for other women. All right, I'm almost out of time. My goodness. I wanted to go over what Steve Harvey said, because in Steve Harvey's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, which I recommend. I know a lot of you don't want to listen to what Steve Harvey has to say because you've perceived him as being a player in the past and you heard he cheated on his first wives and all of that. And that may be true. And he even talks about that in his book. And I think that, you know, if a man has been a dog, you can learn what men do as dogs. I like this book, and I recommend it, and I got some good nuggets out of it. And one of the things he talked about was mama's boys. And he even had a strawberry letter that he read. And then he said, you know, let me tell you why a man does all this. And it's because you haven't laid down any standards or requirements. His mom was the first person that set the standards and told him what she required and what she wanted him to do. And a man needs you to do that. You need to voice what you need from him, what you want him to do. And if you haven't done that, if you haven't even called him on his behavior, then he's going to keep doing it. So check out that chapter in Steve Harvey's book. And contact me if you know that this is an issue, or you know that there are other issues that we'll be covering later in the month. Then you might want to get into my Meeting Mr. Right group, or you might want to become a program client, my Married in 2 Years or Less program. So check out KikiStrickland.com for more information and sign up for my Meeting Mr. Right group, where we discuss these kind of issues and you can ask questions, and I also do a one-on-one with you. All right, well, I hope this has been helpful, and until next time, happy dating. See you next week.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.